eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, July 29th, and today we're going to take a pause on answering your financial questions, and we're going to take a look at what's going on in the U.S. economy. So there are two big pieces of information to digest of the week. The first is the Federal Reserve's 0.75% interest rate hike. The second is the report on the economy called Gross Domestic Product. Now, GDP was released at 8:30 Eastern Time on Thursday morning, and it just so happened that an hour and a half before the release, I joined our morning show, CBS Mornings, to discuss the Fed and the economy and potential for a recession. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the interview that Nate Burleson conducted with me for CBS Mornings, and then I'm going to come back on the other end of it and talk a little bit more about the economy and what the GDP can and cannot tell us. So here is the segment from yesterday morning on CBS Mornings.
Jill, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well.
All right, so this is the fourth time the Federal Reserve has acted this year. Should we expect more increases soon?
Absolutely. We've got three more meetings through the end of the year, and at each of those meetings, we expect more rate hikes. Fed Chair Powell said so in his press conference. Right now, rates are at 2.25% to 2.5%, the short-term rates. I would suspect by the end of the year, we're at 3.5%. So we don't know the size, we don't know the timing, but there will be more hikes.
Okay, so should we see any relief? Could we see any relief soon with the raising prices?
Well, I think that we are actually going to see relief just in the next report. Already, oil prices are down. We're at over 120, and now we're at 95 to 100. Gas prices down 70 cents a gallon since the peak. Early reports right now, some food prices coming down, coffee, avocados, cooking oil. That could really show some relief in the coming months, but we'll still be at high prices for
sure. How would these higher rates impact people looking to borrow money?
This is rough. Yeah, sure. If you've got a short-term loan, like a credit card balance, an auto loan, maybe it's a small business loan, an adjustable rate mortgage, that's going to cost more money. But when it comes to longer rates, those are determined by the market. So when we look at mortgage rates have nearly doubled from a year ago, but that's actually because the market expects higher rates overall.
You mentioned Federal Reserve Chair Powell in yesterday's meeting. He actually said we're not in a recession, but you know, we're looking at this and we're hearing about recession. It's almost like a buzzword now. Are we in a recession?
Well, I mean, look, we don't know, because the way we determine recessions is this place called the National Bureau of Economic Research has something called the Dating Committee. Mm-hmm. They look at a lot of factors and they say, after the fact, here's when a recession began, here's where it ended. Here's what Powell's really worried about. He's saying, everyone's talking about recession, it's getting ingrained, people are worried about inflation, we don't want it to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And he's saying that it's sort of hard to square that we're in a recession if the labor market is still pretty solid. We've had 2.7 million jobs since the beginning of the year. Unemployment rate is at 3.6%. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, because I'll tell you what.
It's a scary word, though.
It is, but I want to be clear. The economy is slowing down. That is what the Fed is trying to do. Right. The real tricky part is, are they going to slow it down too much that we actually contract or not? Mm-hmm. And even if we contract, if you have a job, you're going to feel good. And if you don't have a job, even if we're not in a recession, you're going to feel bad. Those are the two numbers I care about. Job, no job.
Okay, so as I mentioned, an hour and a half after I went on the air, we have the GDP report. What I really want to talk about with the GDP is this idea of, are we in a recession? Are we not in a recession? Who determines that? What's the story here? I mean, the two negative quarters of GDP, the first quarter, we were shrinking at a 1.6% annualized pace. Second quarter just out, we were shrinking at a 0.9% annualized pace. Two consecutive quarters doesn't automatically equate to a recession. But I think it's fair to say the economy is slowing down, and the Federal Reserve actually wants it to slow down, obviously, because they're raising interest rates to tap the brakes on the economy in order to reduce the amount of borrowing and spending that's taking place. Ultimate goal, get inflation down. Whether or not we go into a recession is usually determined after the fact, when the National Bureau of Economic Research comes out with this analysis, and it's sort of like the marker in the sand. Here's when the recession started, here's where it ended. But often that can take place months and months after the actual recession occurred. So what do we care about a recession and labeling it as such? It's sort of like a bear market. It's arbitrary. Right. So this dating committee at NBER is going to say recession began and ended at a certain time. What do you care about in your financial life? I think you kind of care about, do I have enough money to pay for the stuff that I want to spend money on to live my life? Now, in many cases, that would be associated with having a job or having enough savings in retirement to be able to absorb these increases in prices that we've seen over the last year. And if you don't have a job, it's going to be very hard to do that. And if you do have a job and maybe your pay is not keeping up with inflation right now, chances are you're going to pull back on your spending in certain areas. And so to have a negative GDP in a particular quarter kind of makes sense to me. Things are more expensive. People are worried. The economy is shifting. We're transitioning. And that's the ultimate goal, that we want to transition to something that is sort of away from this cratering of the economy in 2020 that was associated with COVID, then the big boom in the economy last year, which is our resumption of growth after the economy was iced over during COVID, and now into a more normal phase. GDP over the last decade or so has run between, let's call it, 2.2 to 2.5%. So the fact that we grew by 5.7% last year is not normal. And the fact that we shrunk by 3.4% in 2020 is also not normal. We'll get back to normal. Prices will come down. The economy is going to slow. We may see job growth start to taper off, as we already have been seeing in the first 6 months of the year. We started the first 3 months growing by 500,000 jobs a month in the first quarter, 380,000 in the second quarter. Now we're in the third quarter, and it's going to be less than that. That's okay, but we just need to understand that so much of this gets into our heads, we go crazy about it, and some of it is a little disassociated from what's going on in our own financial lives. So here's what I hope for you. On this Friday, I hope that you can take a deep breath. You know that recessions are normal parts of the economic cycle. Whether we classically go into a recession or not, the economy is changing, and if you need help navigating this transitional period in the economy or a transitional period in your life, give us a shout. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. That would be just a delight for us. Okay, while you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It is Friday. Let's do some business. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer, and we are distributed by Cadence 13. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.